Alaska Extension Almanac.
When it's cold and blustery outside, it might seem a little weird to suggest watering your landscape trees and shrubs. UNL Director of Landscape Services Jeff Culbertson says, homeowners should take the time to get some much-needed water to the landscape when warmer-than-usual temperatures happen this winter.
So we're going to talk about watering our trees and shrubs in our landscape going through the winter months. The first thing that you're going to want to do is get some idea about our soil temp. So we don't want to water frozen soil. And one thing that I check all the time is our soil temperatures. And there's an easy way to do it if you get online. If you go to cropwatch.unl.edu, soil temperatures, it'll pull up a map of the soil temps really throughout the state. And there's reporting stations all over the state. In all honesty, I probably check it every morning just to see where we are with soil temps and checking it. The next thing you want to look at is, you know, again, on a relatively mild day, if we're nearing 40 degrees, that's a good time that you could do some watering in your lawn. The first thing I'll do is I'll take a really long screwdriver so that you can probe the soil about 12 inches so you can get an idea just where you have dry spots within the landscape. If you've determined that, let's say somebody, you planted some new shrubs last summer, that you checked that area and it was pretty dry, you're going to want to start looking at adding some water. You could do it a couple different ways. Certainly you could put a hose down at the base of the plant. But if you want to measure the water out, an easy rule of thumb is to put down about 5 gallons of water for each small shrub. And then if you have larger shrubs, something that might be 5-6 feet tall, you're going to want to put down 10, 15, or 20 gallons. But what we want to try to do is get some moisture down to about 12 inches deep in the soil as best we can. If you're looking at trees, you're kind of based on diameter of the tree. So for each inch of diameter, we're going to want to do about 10 gallons. So that's measuring about 6 feet off the soil surface. And again, you want to keep that around the root zone area, primarily right around the base of the trunk and in that area there. After you've done some watering, if you don't have a lot of mulch on the ground, another way to help kind of lock some of that moisture is to put a couple inches of mulch down after you've done some of that watering. But that's the one thing you're going to want to do. Turf areas, we're a little less concerned about that. You can keep an eye on it. If it's an area that seems windswept on the south side of your house, maybe that's getting an unusual, is warming up a little bit more than the rest of the lawn, you might want to think about setting out a sprinkler. But you don't want to fire up if you have irrigation systems. You don't want to fire those up this time of year. So we want to keep those off. So you're going to want to be using a hose and a sprinkler and that sort of thing. So you're going to want to do this watering, depending on what happens with our weather, probably twice a month if you can. John Fish from Douglas County always likes to use the holidays as a reminder, and I like to use that as well. So that kind of keeps me reminding myself that about once a month we have a holiday, and if you can get another one in there, I think that would be good. But really going through the spring until hopefully we start getting some spring rain, you're going to want to look at watering your plants around your home twice a month if you can.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.